Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the happier, happy hour. You ready for it, Dominic?
Let's do it.
And we'll take more of your phone calls. We got Fancy Brian as well, and Evan screening the calls lightly in the world headquarters, 844-967-2789. But before we get back to the phones, I want to reset with, you know, perhaps a compelling headline, as I would tell it. Hate Mike Pence, says Donald Trump.
What?
Or something very, very close to that. You know, that's Crudy's paraphrasing. Trump expressed support for hanging Pence during Capitol riot. January 6th panel is told. That is the headline. Trump expressed support for hanging Pence during Capitol riot.
So it sounds interesting to me.
He's like, Trump is part of the pro-hang Mike Pence party.
He's the leader of the pro-hang Mike Pence party. Now, do you think he'll ask Pence to, you know, run a second campaign with him?
No.
Dude. Do you think Pence would take him up on it if he did?
Actually, given who Pence is and how he is, maybe. Just
Vice
maybe.
President, where is our vice president?
Yeah, Kyle question. Cheney and Betsy Woodruff Swan reporting at Politico. I'm not going to read it all down, but a little bit for the record. The J6 Select Committee has heard testimony indicating that then President Donald Trump, after rioters who swarmed the Capitol began chanting, "Hang my pants," expressed support for hanging his vice president, according to three people familiar with the matter.
Wait, hang my... That sounds like a great idea.
Let's hang that guy. I never liked that guy.
I think the White
guy.
House could have handled this better.
The White House chief of staff at the time, Mark Meadows, was in the dining room off the Oval Office with Trump at one point during last year's Capitol attack, the committee has been told. Meadows then left the dining room and informed other people nearby that Trump had signaled a positive view of the prospect of hanging the vice president. Thumbs up.
This president is fighting up every single day.
Yeah. Meadows' account, as it is described to the committee, came after some members of the mob, converging on the Capitol, had broken into chants of "Hang Mike Pence." Those chants were a reaction to Pence's decision to accept electoral votes. How dare he?
That
indicated Joe Biden won the presidency. Now, Politico does have a disclaimer. They could not independently verify the veracity of the claim regarding Meadows' comments. And two of the people who spoke for this story said the committee has heard testimony on this topic from more than one person. All three people spoke on the condition of anonymity. Reach for comment, Trump spokesperson Taylor Budowich blasted the committee. Well, how do you think they were going to react? Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Hang Mike Pence.
Trump. It is what it is.
Trump's merch now at the... You go to a Trump rally now, they're selling Hang Mike Pence t-shirts. Here is what the Trump team said, and then we'll get to the phones at 844-967-2789. This partisan committee's vague leaks, anonymous testimony, and willingness to alter evidence proves it is just an extension of the Democrat smear campaign that has been exposed time and time again for being fabricated and dishonest. Americans are tired of Democrat lies and the charade, but sadly, that's the only thing they have to offer. That, according to, what, that's the Trump team's take on it.
Yeah, a little bit more from the political article.
You choking on a bone?
Pardon. Trump did not speak to Pence during the riot, even after learning that the Secret Service had ushered him to a secure location under the Capitol Plaza. Their last call came at 11:20 in the morning when Trump urged Pence to refuse to count Biden's electors, and Pence subsequently declined. All right, so they spoke earlier in the day. Last comments they had before the Hang Mike Pence rally chant were, "Hey, dude, how about you? You refuse to count the electors. No, no."
Yeah, Hang Mike Pence. But not only that, Tom. What did he do next?
Right. Not only. Trump publicly expressed outrage at Pence during the riot via a 2:24 p.m. tweet. So Trump tweeted out at 2:24. Didn't talk to Pence after Secret Service ushered him away after the morning conversation asking him to refuse to count the electors.
What do you want? I sent a car for him.
Yeah, right.
Remember last heard from Mike Pence? I'm not getting in that car.
Leave the gun, take the cannolis. Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, he said, igniting a fresh wave of anger among the crowd that had breached the Capitol. Trump's tweet arrived 10 minutes after rioters had first broken into the Capitol through a Senate wing window, and it was posted 4 minutes before Pence arrived at the secure Capitol location, where he holed up with his security team for hours.
Well, Dominic,
supposing we hit the body.
Yeah. His first considered tweet was, "Hang Mike Pence." 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones. Robert West Allis, listening on the Shaw, perhaps. Welcome, Robert. What do you got for us?
Hey, Robert.
Aren't you guys just tired of the fake outrage? And, you know, this guy saying there's nothing there. You know, after a year, right, Mikey Sherrill had reported on January 5th,
yeah,
they were giving tours in the Capitol. No one was supposed to be there. They denied it. They said, we need to go after the person making these accusations. And what do we find out? You know, Representative Barry Loudermilk was giving tours to people.
No, so they were the good people, though.
Oh, yeah.
And January 6th insurrectionists.
And they had red hats. Yeah, my bad.
Right. Yeah.
Forget everything else I said. I totally lied.
Yeah, exactly. So if it seemed like they knew where they were going the day of the attack, they certainly did. He gave them the grand tour. You know, that in between Texas, you know, with the school shooting there, you know, you see these ridiculous tweets by, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, oh, it's mental health. Well, that's great, guys, but then why do you vote it down when it comes to the floor for a vote?
Well, Robert, I have no doubt that Marjorie Taylor Greene does have issues with mental health.
But, you know, this is the pro-life party, right? And unless you're a school-aged child, then it's like, hey, my freedom and my gun is more important. Let's
no
not any common sense reforms on
doubt.
When they going to start arming the school-aged children? Because a good kid with the
arm
gun.
Arm the kids, yes.
Can kill the bad kid with the gun.
That's a great, Robert, thanks for the call, man. Crudy, that's the first time I've actually heard someone articulate such a wonderful idea. Arm the children. Let's get to it. Like little bitty guns.
They are
like
our future.
Smaller guns. They are the future.
It won't be a long future if we arm all the children, but...
I literally, Robert, and great point, they are the pro-life party. I had a guy at the gym this morning come up to me and say, hey, just so you know, remember, they're the pro-life party. Right, the pro-life party. Is that what they are? I mean, they're down with the fetuses, but as soon as something happens to an actual human being, a living, breathing, outside of the womb, something that you cannot no longer control, well, you know, it's in God's hands.
Dominic, Republicans are down for like 3 of the commandments. 844.
I want to know which one, what were the fifth, the other 5 that broke.
844-967-2789. Going back to the phones. Falcon in Madison. Welcome, Blue Falcon.
Hey, Falcon.
Not Blue Falcon, just the Falcon, but thank you. So All right, so Greg Abbott basically just shot down the crazy person excuse that the Republicans always use because he said that the kid in Texas didn't have any mental health problems. What did they call the kid in Buffalo? They said he was a crazy person. Well, I don't think he's taking an insanity plea. And if he's crazy, are they meaning to say he's crazy because he's racist? Well, in that case, the entire Republican Party is crazy then because they're all racist. What do you think about that?
Well, I think there you go trying to use logic again, Falcon.
I know they're fact. You know, they're allergic to facts and logic. But, hey, I mean, they're pretty much just saying that they're the party of crazy.
If A is true and B is true, C must also be true. I think Dr. Shurwitz would be proud of me just for a moment.
I doubt it. Hey, Falcon, thanks for the call. Great point. And I would just, again, point out that regardless of the motivation, crazy-ass racist in Buffalo, or the motivation of this murderer murdering these 19 kids, if they had a pool noodle instead of an AR-15, those people, all of them, would be alive. So if you take away one variable and leave the alleged, you know, mental health problem, but put a pool noodle in their hands instead of an AR-15, I think logic would dictate that the outcome would not be the same. So therefore, it is not the mental illness.
I bet you could have hung Mike Pence's ass with the pool noodle if he tried hard enough. You know what I'm saying? You know, just that get the gallow and the pool noodle, and you're gonna have to, Mike. You're gonna have to stand on your tiptoes while we tighten her up a bit.
Hang on.
How much time we got, man?
Not enough. Never enough time. Just one other issue. Of course, we'll take more
callers.
Then
raise another issue if we're out of time.
From CNN, an officer apparently engaged the gunman before he got inside the school. So if we throw away the mental illness thing, because, of course, we pointed out the pool noodle, and we throw away the good guy with the gun variable, really, what are you left with, Republicans? Just asking.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and thoughts.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Deep thoughts with Dom.
They like to knife them and cut them and let them die slowly because that way it's more painful and they enjoy watching that much more. These are animals.
I think the White House could have handled this better.
I'm proud to tell you that was actually my sick idea.